Reading Matters, Second Quarter, 2025. Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. 2021, 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121-2783. 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Phone 206-615-0400. Toll free 800-542-0866. WTBBL@sos.wa.gov. www.wtbbl.org. That all may read.
From the Director, by Danielle Miller. The Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, or WTABL, has been hit hard with instability and reductions in both our state and federal funding. Our federal funding through the Institute of Museum and Library Services, or IMLS, was terminated and then reinstated through September of this year. But the future of that funding source is uncertain. The state funding we requested from the legislature to stabilize our budget was not provided. These two factors have resulted in insufficient support for full operations at WTABL. We will see reductions in library service until this can be restored. These cuts are devastating for everyone who relies on WTABL, and we know they will be the most difficult for you, our patrons. We are pursuing fundraising efforts to attempt to preserve some services and fill the gap until state funding can be restored. You can help support the library with a donation to the All Foundation, our 501c3, and noting WTABL as the recipient. This will help keep vital programs and services going while we seek additional funding from the state legislature. Donations can be made online at wtbbl.org or by mailing a check to the library. We will do our best to support you during reduced capacity and appreciate your support of WTABL and WTABL staff and volunteers.
Operations update. Due to budget cuts, the library building will be closed to the public beginning July 1, 2025. Visits will be available by appointment only. Additionally, our phone line will transition to voicemail only. If you need to reach us, please leave a message, and a staff member will return your call as soon as possible. Please note that all library services will continue as usual. We apologize for any inconvenience and appreciate your understanding. We remain hopeful that we will be able to resume regular operations in the future.
Youth Services, by Aaron Groth. Youth services have been bustling. On May 3rd, we hosted the STEM2U program, a transformative day of discovery for blind youth in grades K through 12, put on by the National Federation of the Blind of Washington, or NFBW. Much fun was had, and we can't wait to host another inclusive science event in the future. Thank you to all the NFBW staff and volunteers who helped make it happen. Coming up is the annual summer reading program, which includes 8 weeks' worth of activity packets for early learners, children, and teens mailed directly to your door. The theme this year is Color Our World, so get ready to paint, draw, sculpt, and otherwise get that creativity flowing. Reading challenges with prizes, special in-person events, book recommendations, and art supplies are all part of this free program. Packets are available in both large print and braille. Head to wtbbl.org/youth to sign up. Registration closes on June 13th. Reminder about WTABL service for minors. A signed parental acknowledgement form is now required for all library users under the age of 18. This policy change means that any youth patrons who do not have the completed form on file will be automatically suspended from WTABL services, including BARD, and will remain suspended until the completed form is returned. Please check your email inbox and/or mail for our message to you about completing this form. You can also visit the WTBBL.org to access the form and get more information. Want more youth services news? Be sure to subscribe to DOTS, Watauble's youth patron newsletter sent directly to your email inbox. Visit wtbbl.org/youth to sign up.
New audiobooks by John Pye. DBC 19353. Love Equally: The Journey to Marriage Equality by Bob Young, John C. Hughes, Aaron Peplowski, Steve Hobbs, Washington State, Office of the Secretary of State, and Legacy Washington Program. The success of the marriage equality movement stunned even its advocates. The transformation from outlaws to in-laws was one of the swiftest turnarounds in U.S. civil rights history. As recently as 2006, our state law did not prohibit job discrimination against gays and lesbians, and our state Supreme Court banned same-sex marriage. Bruised but not beaten, LGBTQ+ advocates tried a brick-by-brick approach. They got domestic partnerships passed in three phases, capped by an everything-but-marriage law. Marriage equality landed on Washington's November ballot in 2012. Devastating votes against same-sex marriage in other states, 31 losses without a win, informed a new strategy. It would shift debate from the head to the heart. 2023. Narrated by Rick Sipe, reviewed by Jeff Howard. DBC 19022. Minidoka Memoirs: The Untold Story from the Yoshito Fujii Files by Ken Mochizuki. Yoshito Fujii emigrated to the United States in 1920, and 22 years later found himself, his family, and his neighbors in the Minidoka War Relocation Center for being Japanese Americans in World War II. He kept extensive records and documents of his time at Minidoka, as well as his family's experience before and after the war. 2017. Narrated by Linda Nelson, reviewed by Steve Zahn. DBC 15781. A Steep Price, Number 6, Tracy Crosswhite, by Robert Dugoni. Tracy Crosswhite's life and work are getting complicated. Her superiors in the Seattle police force aren't aware that she's pregnant. Her caseload includes a dead community activist and a missing college student. Plus, there's a new member of her team who may be getting groomed to replace her. 2018. Narrated by Courtney Maharis. Reviewed by Margaret Woods.
New Braille Books by Tracy Timmons. The Braille Department has produced the series Mothers of Chsan by Brett D. Hewson. Seen through the life cycle of animals in the northwestern part of North America, the author demonstrates how an ecosystem's animals, people, and seasons are all intertwined. 7 books in this award-winning series are available as print/braille. For grades K through 3, 2017 to 2024. Transcriber, Pam Lorenz. Proofreaders, Lene Noggle and Martha Oman. BRP 016178, The Sockeye Mother. BRP 016179, The Grizzly Mother. BRP 016180, The Eagle Mother. BRP 016181, The Frog Mother. BRP 016182, The Wolf Mother. BRP 016183, The Raven Mother. BRP 016184, The Bee Mother. BRP 106185, Galloping Gertie, The True Story of the Tacoma Narrows Bridge Collapse, by Amanda Abler. This nonfiction picture book looks at the strange and spectacular collapse of the 1940 Tacoma Narrows Bridge. The collapse has become a textbook example of an engineering failure, an oft-used science lesson, and has even given rise to a legend of a gigantic octopus. Print/Braille. For grades 3 through 6, 2021. Transcriber, Pam Lorenz. Proofreaders, Jessica Sanneman and Shrithi Srinath. BRP 116193, The Pi Reports, by Haley Lowe. Nor and Granddad have a pie for every occasion and spend a wonderful summer trying each one. When vacation ends, Nor must say goodbye and fly home. Despite an ocean of distance between them and Granddad's declining health, the pair continue to connect through their shared passion for pastry by meeting for video chats. Print/Braille. For grades K through 3 and older, 2024. Transcriber, Evangeline Mandeville. Proofreaders, Jessica Sanneman and Shrithi Srinath.
Thank you, volunteers. Now more than ever, we are dependent upon the efforts and generous time commitment of our WTBBL volunteers. On April 23rd, during National Volunteer Week, WTBBL held a program to celebrate this amazing community. Between in-person and Zoom attendees, we had more than 40 people join us to hear from WTBBL Director Danielle Miller, Washington State Librarian Sarah Jones, and WTBBL staff. Jennifer Ott, Executive Director of History Link and author of several books produced in Braille and audiobook formats by WTBBL, gave the volunteers a special presentation about the building of Seattle's Ship Canal, which stretches from Lake Washington to the Puget Sound. We also celebrated several volunteers who reached significant service hour milestones: 500 hours, Winfield Hobbs and Carol Tobin; 1,000 hours, Camille Blanchett, Stacy Thurston, and Stephen Zahn; 2,000 hours, Michael Memo. Congratulations to our award winners, and a very hearty thank you to all our amazing volunteers. We literally could not do it without you.
The Legacy of Giving, by Jennifer Kilborn. A charitable bequest to the library in your living trust or will is a powerful testimony of your desire to make the world of books and information available to those who are unable to read standard print. Example wording for a simple bequest: I give and bequeath to the All Foundation of Washington, beginning bracket, a charitable 501c3 nonprofit organization located at 2021 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121, EIN 26-313-5760, end bracket, in designation of the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, a program of the Washington State Library. The sum of, insert dollar amount here, beginning parentheses, or a percentage of sold real estate, stocks, bonds, etc., end parentheses, to be used as the organization best determines. You can also name the All Foundation of Washington, in parentheses, in designation of the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, close parentheses, as the beneficiary of your insurance policies or retirement plans. For questions about your gifts, please email the All Foundation Administrator, Jennifer Kilborn, at jennifer.kilborn URN at sos.wa.gov or call 206-712-6562.
Thank you to our donors. Thank you to all our donors, patrons, and champions who supported WTBBL from January 1st to March 31st, 2025. Every donation is appreciated, big or small, as each gift helps us better serve you. You can give by sending a check to WTBBL or giving online by credit card at WTBBL.org. Thank you for helping us make your library the best it can be. Anonymous. Paul and Marcella Allen. Jean Amend. David and Lydia Arnold. Anna Ash. Joan Bailey. Timothy Beardsley and Trisha Hendrickson. Jeff Beardsley. Joan Benedetti. Suzanne Benson and Rosie Laws. Dorothy Bosian. Stephen and Julie Brommers. James Bryant. David Buckholtz, Alan Butterworth, Joseph and Georgia Chiarella, Marjorie Clark, Patricia Clayton, Marcia Cordell, Irma Cross, Virginia and Arthur Crow, Robert Daniel, Gerald Day, Rebecca Dean, Robert and Gertrude Ann Delaney, Eileen Devon, Sherry Ray Dubbin, Gerald Irvine, Helen Ewald, Julie Fall, Richard Fillion, Charles Fox, George and Joyce Frazier, Rebecca Fretwell, Sharon Galliard, Lucy Gaskell Gaddis, Adair Gates, Michelle German, Jeffrey Gibbs, Carol Gillespie, Joan Goldblatt, Lacrice Green, William Griffin, Ernest and Winna Griffith, Penny and Norris Hazelton, James Heltzley, Tanya Henrick, Louise Heiliman, Tom Hinckley, Geraldine Horwich, Judith Howard, Frederick and Joyce Johns, Helen and Bud Johnson, Joanne and Dale Julian, Mary Ketcherson, Barbara and Philip Catley, Shirley and William Keller, Juana Lee Killian, Nancy Klinger, David and Patrice Lang, Sandy and Paul Lillengreen, Stephanie Lukesh, Alice McDonald, Lorena Mattinger, John and Jan Mantle, Dorothy Marks, Nancy Massengale, Mary Matson, Deanna Matson Walker, James and Judith McHarness, Jacqueline McMurtry, Don Mahaffey, Claire and Marion Meithke, Diane Miller, Tyrell Moody, Harleen Moore, Forrest Morgan, Christine Murphy, Eloise Nelson, Dolly and John Newcomb, Mary and Scott Oliver, Phyllis and John Olson, Dania Paskovskis, Irene Paskovskis, Betty Pine, Vicky Perry, Georgine and Rolf Pedersen, Patricia and Trish Pilcher, Christina and Jack Preston, Carolyn and Jeffrey Prohl, Dean and Christine Radford, Nedra Ransom, Ladine Rantala, Murtis Reed and Leanne Inman, Kathleen Riesterer, Sue Ann Roberts, Debbie Robinson, Carol Rudnick, Phoebe Russell, Margaret and Theodore Sabine, Shuri Saigusa and Donald Castro, Nancy and Bill Savage, Eileen Schwartz, Donna Scott, Sarah and Joel Seidel, Linda Sellers, Maria Sirotnikova, Kathy Skipper, Betty Smith, Stephen Smith, Linda Stange, Philip Stein, Tara Strait, Norman Stroitker, Nancy Suter, Robert and Paula Swan, Phyllis and Farrell Tackett, Jacqueline Tobble, Kathleen Teeple, Margaret Thomas, Michael Toomey, Holly Ullman, Andrea Valenta, Susie Valenzuela, Mary Whiting, David Wilder, Edith Williams and James Keenast, Barbara Windholz, Rita Wise, Thomas Wojciechowski, Phyllis Woodman, Karen Woodworth, William Zumeta, Chambers Living Trust, University of Washington Retirement Association, Friends of the Linden Library, in memory of Dad Walter Sayer, J. Patrick Doble, Marjorie Griffin, Mary Heltzley, Nadine Morrow, Deborah Brown, Ardith King, in honor of Tom and Jean Heestand, Velda Whiting. Questions about donating? Please contact Jennifer.Kilborn, JennifeR, KilBourn, at sos.wa.gov. This has been Reading Matters, the newsletter for the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. Your readers have been Nora Swindle and Nathan Uretta.